Blog Talk Radio.
Shit is happening all over. It's like people done run amok. Shit is all fucked up. We getting murdered left and right, ain't nobody stopping it, yo. No matter where you go, it's still the same old. Kids on the street, some that ran away from home. Fiends, drug dealers, pimps, and renegade hoes. Drug prices rise when there's a drought on dope. People in the streets just looking for a fix. Some young girl in a parlor or outside turning tricks. Dudes plotting on a dope house, trying to catch a lick. The Asian police lying, trying to make the charges stick. Or dealers hitting the streets, fresh from the pen. Come a whole to a laundry list of dead friends. Some young and out, trying to get a rap as a gunner. Another rapper claiming to capture the summer. Yo, it's the same, from Cleveland to Ferguson. No indictment, a true bill, but the verdict's in. From Chi-Town to Compton and Oakland, you know what it is. Our community's been broken.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Live street shit,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap,
pumping on your block.
It's been said it's nothing new that's under the sun. Another mother mourning her child's murderer. Police out of control, seeking inner city residents. Every day another slaying of unarmed black men. 50% unemployment and poverty's got them locked in. While billionaires is profiting. All girls fill their bodies with silicone and collagen. No cure for cancer, but pharmaceuticals is prospering. Power structures are scared of youth in the streets. They don't want you awoke, they want you to stay asleep. The game is rigged for cowards, liars, and cheats to win. You get a longer sentence based on the color of your skin. Martin Shkreli bought the drug Dara Prim. They raised the price by over 5,000%. Saving lives is not the mission, but how much cash that you stashed in your saving. Now that's capitalism.
New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Live street shit,
pumping on your block.
How much have you invested in time bitching and bickering over bullshit and nothing that's progressive or obsessing over paper and material possessions? I know I'm supposed to entertain, I ask serious questions. Most of the shit you see in the media is so depressing. Even with a black president, it's game over suppression. They say the game never changes, just the players. So I plan to play so well that they'll never play us. From my heart to God's ear, I swear these years it's been more clear. Mother shed more tears. We in global warfare. Is there love? Sorry, son, there ain't no love here. Love them packed up and moved away tomorrow. So I be sitting at you like I was the Wizard of Oz with these out of this world bars and a flurry of metaphors. So far, I got the game covered like a blizzard, y'all.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Ferguson, Missouri.
Pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Chicago, Illinois.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
South Carolina.
Pumping on your block.
Yeah, city after city, state after state, body after body, and we still see no justice.
Blog Talk Radio, what's going on? Good morning, good morning. Monday morning motivation. It's your boy Tafari XL, and you're on, and this is the Block Report, the Monday motivation episode. And we are today's topic is 12 ways to stay mentally strong. So we're going to kick it about that today. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. And, of course, you know you can find The Block Report on Facebook.com/ The Block Report, TheBlockReport. And you can find me, Tafari XL, on Instagram at Tafari XL and on Twitter at Tafari XL. And of course, so we're here now. We're kicking it. It's live. It's Monday morning, and you know, I'm doing a morning show because I have some meetings that I need to go ahead and attend and do during the day today, and so I can't really deliver my afternoon show, but I do want to make sure I delivered a show on a Monday and not miss a day. I wanted to make sure that I at least did that and keep up with you guys and everything. And I want to talk about some things about how to stay mentally strong. And let me just take down this music a little bit. Hopefully you guys hear me. I just want to make sure the music doesn't overpower me. Yeah, that's a bit better. So I want to just talk about a few things about on how to stay mentally strong. And because I know it's something that a lot of people, if you're not paying attention to, you know, you got to understand, you're going to encounter and deal with certain obstacles and situations in life and with relationships and other things and your accomplishments and goals and achievements and things you're going to pursue and whatnot. And these 12 things definitely, in my opinion, when I talk about them with y'all, definitely address some of the things you encounter and what it tells you what to do. It addresses things in a positive way. All of it's positive, even it has the word not in it, but it addresses what to do and what not to do in order to keep that mentality strong and keep you on the level where you don't let certain things beat you down. But besides me going ahead and going into saying like a whole big long trying to do an introductory of it, I'm just going to go ahead and start jumping into it. And so I just want to say again, this is Tafari XL on the Block Report, and this is the Monday Motivation edition of the Block Report. I hope everyone had a good night. We partied out and rocked out real hard last night with the Sunday Super Music Mix Show Block Party on the Block Report. And that was a really cool show, a very dope show. And now we have the Monday Motivation. And the call-in number is 929-477-3093. Now, if you go to the Block Report's Facebook page, you'll see the 12 ways to stay mentally strong posted on the page. And so let me just give that call-in number again, 929-477-3093. And let me just begin with the 12 ways to stay mentally strong. And this 12 ways, okay, so we're about 8 minutes in. Let's go with it. So start with it. So, excuse me. Sorry about that, guys. All right, don't fear alone time. You got to be the type of person, that's number one of 12. However, you could put it in any order. But as it comes up, I'm going to give you the order that I have here. And I hope you got your pencil and your paper out and you take notes on this type of stuff, and especially take notes on what I'm saying to try to break it down for y'all and give it to y'all a certain kind of way. Because let me tell you something, you have a lot of people out there that talk about these things, and they try to make it seem more complicated than what it is, but it's very common sense. And even though if you might not have common sense, I'm going to try to break it down for y'all as best as I can so that we can all understand it and grasp it. And so make sure you have your pen and your paper out. And remember, these are things you have to internalize and practice and live on a day-to-day basis so that you keep it like as things in your toolbox to remember that you can refer to, so that whenever you do encounter a certain situation, you can go fall right back on these things right here. So don't fear alone time. Now, that is a lot of people, you know, it's in our nature as people. You want to be, you know, you seek out company. You don't want to feel like you're the only one and you're alone and by yourself. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people will jump into certain relationships and friendships with people just for the sake of not just feeling like they're alone out there. And, you know, you do want to be very careful of who you choose to go ahead and give your friendship to and jump in a relationship with. So don't fear alone time. And then sometimes, you know, you may be alone for a while. Whoever knows how long that may be, until you do really meet that right person or make that right connection, because that's what it is connections and vibes. So, but it's connections. You connect either on a mental or a spiritual level, and maybe, and it, the greatest thing is to connect on all of those levels, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And then, you know, you have all of that, then it's on and it's really good. Also, you know, sometimes you can be alone. Alone doesn't mean that you don't have any friends or anybody around or a significant other or family. You could be around people and still feel alone, you know, because you're not, either you might not feel in your element, or you might feel that no one's on your level or is on the same wavelength as you, as what you're, of what you're bringing to the table and how you are and where you're coming from. So don't feel alone time, because that alone time, what you ought to do is you're supposed to study yourself at that time and just, you know, you do some introspection and check yourself out and really learn and study yourself and know more about yourself and enjoy yourself and find out what it is that you enjoy about life and what you enjoy to do and how you want life to deal with you and how you want to deal with others in life. And you try and you go out from there. After learning these things, you learn them, and then you practice. You go out there and you practice it, and you stay true to that. So don't fear alone time. Let's go on to the next one. Don't dwell on the past. So don't dwell on the past, and you know, this is something you may hear as well. This is number two in our 12 ways to keep mentally strong. Don't dwell on the past. So, I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory, you know. If you, you know, don't dwell on past rejections, mistakes, people turning you away, jobs turning you down, turning you away, whatever, especially when the past is negative, you don't want to dwell on that. But don't dwell on the past, because if you're dwelling on the past, you're not seeing, you're not living in the present, and you're not doing what is needed to be done for you to go on to your future. And one of the things, the past, I believe I was doing, if you remember, I was doing a 12 laws of karma. And we're going to finish the 12 laws of karma on the next Friday show. We did six of them already, and on the next Friday show, I'm going to do six more. Now, you don't want to dwell on the past in the 12 laws of karma, there was one that said your past, present, and future are connected. Now, it'll definitely be connected. It'll be really connected, but it'll be only connected with the past, because that's where you dwell. So you will be in the past, and based on that, all your decisions and everything you do is based on your past. So however you interact with people, or you build relationships and friendships and make connections with people and interact based, if you do that based on bad situations that you had in the past, then, you know, you're not really going to connect with people that well. The way your connection will be, you know, not very fulfilling. So you don't want to dwell on the past. You do want to understand and know your past correctly and fully, but you don't want to dwell on it. You know, you want to know it and understand it fully so that you can avoid mistakes that you have made in the past, or things that where you may have went wrong or whatever, or made a turn, or things didn't go the way that you wanted. You can do that, of course. Nothing wrong with that at all. But you don't want to dwell on it and make it all about the past. Number three, don't feel the world owes you. The world owes you nothing. And you got to understand that. Let me give a station ID. So the caller number is 929-477-3093. And this is the Block Report with the Monday edition, Monday Motivation. And we're talking about the 12 ways to stay mentally strong. All right. And number three is don't feel the world owes you. So the thing is, if you're running around with the mindset or the thinking that the world owes you something, then you'll be very disappointed when you don't get, you'll be very disappointed and very bitter and resentful if you don't receive what you feel the world owes you. So You know, but that's not just the only reason not to feel that the world owes you. The thing is, if you feel the world doesn't owe, if you feel the world owes you, then you feel that you will likely fall into the trap of believing that something is supposed to come to you or come to you easily, and then therefore you won't feel that you will miss you won't feel the need, and you will miss the joy of working for something and then receiving your rewards. And what you gotta understand is that at times, for instance, you know, when you one of the greatest and joyful feelings in the world is knowing when you were able to do something off of your own ability, and not only that, and build something out of your, you know, like say for like people who like building things that are really good with their hands, some people really appreciate that because, you know, knowing that you did something from your own ability and then you can see it there manifest right there before you. So that's why you don't want to take on the nature of feeling the world owes you something, because it's only going to lead you to disappointment. And you are really the master of your destiny. So you want to take that fully in control and fully in hand and control your destiny and lead your path in your way. So, and it's very fulfilling and also very good for your confidence when you do things on your own and you see that you worked for it on your own and got it. So, you know, I mean, you know, when the world says whatever, people say whatever to you, you know, you're not obligated to accommodate to them and whatever they think and however they interpret things, because you don't owe them nothing just as much as the world doesn't owe you. So let's go to the next one. Don't expect immediate results. And that's what happens a lot of times nowadays. People are, we are living in a microwave society, and people want to get things right away, as soon as possible. You know, what can I say? I had a friend, and, you know, they were in a rush for things to happen. But because they were so much in a rush for things to happen, they were in a rush for things to happen because they had fucked off most of their life, and now they wanted to be in the balling type of lifestyle, and they wanted to be in that lifestyle in a rush. They didn't want to take the time to do things, or to understand that things take time, and they didn't want to take the steps or the measures to build something that would be rewarding and that would bring them to a certain level. They're too busy trying to get it in a rush. And when you're too busy trying to get and expecting immediate results from something, if you don't get the results right then and there, when you are immediate as you want it to be, as quick as you want it to be, then you'll hop off of that and then hop on to the next thing. So you can't expect immediate results. That don't mean that you sit there and you let things linger on. You know, after a while, you have to know when it's time to move on, of course. But don't expect immediate results from your works and whatever you put in. Know that you're going to have to go through a period of time where at least you're going to have to learn things, learn how to overcome certain obstacles and encounter certain things that want to get in your way. But they're not really getting in your way. Some things may be trying to get in your way. You know, people can try that. But I mean, as far as you can encounter certain situations. I had a situation, you know, where just before 9/11, I had some investments, personal investments that I had that were out there. But at the same time, I had my business going in. I had my tools. And my tools in this factory, you know, I had two bays out, you know, I had a couple of bays, and the man, you know, I had to get my rent to go pay the rent to keep my tools in the bays so that I could keep working and getting jobs and doing all this stuff. So 9/11 is about, I didn't know 9/11 was happening, but here it was that I encountered this situation and I needed to get the rent money up. And so I had these couple of investments I'm waiting on some receipts to come about, and, you know, they didn't come about in time, and I'm about to lose have my tools locked down and I can't afford that. So I had to go get the money to go pay this man his rent. So I took out some of the investments that I had. Well, unfortunately, or fortunately, you know, I've had two instances of this situation where, or two different aspects where one person said, oh, well, if you left it, it would have just went up because the market went up. So it went down, but then it went shot right back up and did really well. Well, I don't know. I couldn't take that chance, but I took that money out before September 10th. The next day was 9/11. So who knows? I might have lost all that money, I didn't want to risk that, but, you know, that's what I'm saying. You can't expect immediate results, though, but I hope I explained that well. I probably went a little bit over, but what it is, basically, you put the work in and you plant the seeds and you nurture them, and then you wait to see the results and see the fruits of your labor. There's no quick fix. That's how a lot of people get hustled and conned, by going for the quick fix. Let's go on to the next one. Don't worry about pleasing everyone. Now, on this one, the thing is, people that go around trying to please everyone, they're going to have a hard time, because this one's going to like this and this one's not going to like that. And then another person, they may, you know, then that person don't like that person, and they might not like the way that you're, they might not like the fact that you're doing this for that one. You can't go around trying to please everyone. The first person you need to try and please is yourself. And if you can please yourself, now, I'm not saying, you know, you have to try and please yourself, but I'm not saying please yourself and then get so wrapped up and caught up into that, you know, that, but, no, you gotta please yourself. So it's just like working when you work in a business or whatever, and you're doing your business. The first person that needs to get paid is you. You gotta pay yourself first, you know, so. And if you're not paying yourself first, then you're going to wind up in problems. Now, as I said, I was talking to y'all about my business that I had, where I had these tools and a shop and all of that. And I did it backwards. You know, I was 20 years old when I started out, and I was doing what I was doing. So, you know, I was taking the money and then trying to pay bills off first and everything and doing that, and then pay myself last. Well, you know, that's how that went down. But it's the same thing here. I was trying, so, you know, paying off the credit cards, paying off the workers, whoever I had working for me, paying off whatever, you know, paying the mechanic to fix the vehicle and do whatever, paying the man his rent where I had the tools at, paying everybody else, and paying myself last. So it's the same thing. I was running around pleasing everyone and not pleasing myself. So I'm relating it to that. So don't worry about pleasing everyone. Pay yourself first, please yourself, then think about others. But don't deny your responsibilities either. All right? Let's go on to the next one. By the way, the call-in number is 929-477-3093. This is Tafari XL on the Block Report with the Monday edition, Monday Motivation. And we're doing the 12 ways to keep yourself, to stay mentally strong. And this is number 6. Don't waste time feeling sorry for yourself. Definitely don't waste time feeling sorry for yourself. The time that you're wasting, the time that you're using to feel sorry for yourself, what that will do is, it's going to stop your forward movement. And there are times, yeah, you may have to stand still for a while. But even if you're standing still, you can't be feeling sorry for yourself, because then you're not thinking. And you have to be thinking. You have to be thinking about Think about your future. Think about the moves you want to make. Think about the possibilities of the different scenarios and how you'll make those moves and in which ways you'll make those moves. Because you have to always be thinking about the scenarios. It may not go down the way that you think about it all the time, but at least if you're thinking enough about the scenario and the different scenarios that may play out in all your moves, then you always have a solution for whatever you'll have plenty of solutions for whatever situation or predicament that you may encounter in those scenarios. The point is, you don't want to get stuck and don't have an answer for it. And people who waste time feeling sorry for themselves, they don't really have, you know, they don't have an answer for what's going on, so they just go into the pity mode. But it's not that they don't have an answer. If they took the time out to think and really see the situation and study it, then they would come up with an answer. But you kind of come up with the coward way, or the you take the easy way out, which is to feel sorry for yourself and be like, oh, why me? Why nobody don't? Why could it be like this? Yada yada yada. And you know, you want to throw a pity party, and all that doing is wasting time. You know, and time is one of your most precious, is your most precious commodity, and. You know, and so you don't want to take time feeling sorry for yourself. You want to always be, even if you're not moving physically forward or things are not moving, as I said, you know, don't expect immediate results. Even if it's not doing that, but you still got to expect to move ahead and move forward. Also, you know, the thing is, whatever bad situations or even good situations, so whatever situation that you encounter, you know, it will pass. So today you're up, tomorrow you could be a little not so up, or maybe a little bit down. Nobody is up 100% all the time. There's always little things, there's always things that may affect them and affect their mood and affect their state of being, because that's part of life, you know. You have situations with family, loved ones, you know, your business, your job, co-workers. You know, if you have pets, if something happened to your pet, you really build a bond with your pet, you know, that's going to affect your mood and how you deal with things. You know, you're not a robot. You're a person with feelings. So nobody's saying that, but you still want to try to keep these things in mind. So you don't want to waste time feeling sorry for yourself. All right? And so let's go on to the next one. I think it looks like we'll be able to get through all 12 of them during this episode here, which would be great. I was thinking it was possible that I might have to do 2 episodes, but it looks like I'll be able to get through all 12 of them. All right, so the next one is, don't waste energy on things you can't control. That's number 7. Don't waste energy on things you can't control. I mean, if somebody doesn't want to give you that promotion, if that bank doesn't want to give you that loan, you can't control that. The only thing you could control is your actions and how you respond to the rejection of the loan, of not getting that loan, of not getting that promotion, or whatever the case. So you can control how you respond to what happened, to the rejection. And to you not, you know, so you can control that part, but you can't control, you know, things you can't control. You couldn't control the decision that person made. You know, you could come through dressed to the nines. You could have everything spotless, everything clean and nice, and it doesn't matter. You know, you can still get rejected, you know, for whatever. It could be for a particular job. It could be for the loan. It could be for whatever the situation. Sometimes it's just not your time, or that situation is just not for you. So the whole thing is, don't waste energy on things you can't control. So if, you know, whatever happens out there that it was within, not within your control, and what's within your control is how you act and interact with others and how you respond to how people act or interact with you. So what you control is that. You can't control how other people perceive you, but you can control your manners and behaviors and things that you do to try to present yourself in the best possible light as possible, or at least the light that you want to be perceived in. And it's not your fault if they don't perceive you in that way. So you can't control things. So don't waste that energy trying to say, oh, I need to do like this or do like that. If you feel you did everything correct and everything right, unless someone else can point out to you with some constructive criticism how you can maybe adjust your situation, don't waste any energy on things you can't control. So we got about less than 20 seconds to go before we go into the next 15 minutes of the show. And after that, if you're not on the line, then you have to get the show through the archive. So it's the Block Report with Tafari XL. It's the Monday edition, and we're talking about 12 ways to stay mentally strong. So we're going on to number 8. Oh. Did this to me before. I guess whenever I go into that 15 minute mark, the last 15 minutes, the music gets really loud. All right, so let's go. We were on number 8. Don't let others influence your emotions. And this is what you got to do. You know, this is a very good one right here. You know, you want to control your emotions. You can't let others influence your emotions, because that's what happens. A lot of people will try and do things and create situations to make you get into your emotions and act on that and basically perform from that aspect. So, you know, they want you to come out on that other side because they want to see. Some people do it because they want to test you and see how you are, see what you're like or whatever. But you can't let people influence your emotions, because that's how they tend to try to manipulate you and bring you into, and then now they figure, and some people get some sort of enjoyment out of trying to do that type of stuff. And, you know, your emotions are yours, and you got to keep them in check. And that's really what you need to focus on. So, you know, you want to control your emotions and keep them in check. Not saying that you shouldn't have emotions. You have emotions. You're a human being. You have feelings. Not saying for you to deny them or reject them, but you want to keep them in check, because you also, it's the same thing like, you know, oh, this person wears their emotions on their sleeve. You know, if people know that you wear your emotions on your sleeve, or you wear them, you know, some people say maybe on your shoes, you know, they know they can step on your shoe and that'll make you act this way. They know they can do this and do that, and then people will manipulate you based off of your emotions. And they'll manipulate you to the point where they can try to get you to jump off the cliff or something. So you definitely want to keep your emotions in check. And keeping your emotions in check is a mental game. And remember, we're talking about 12 ways to keep mentally strong. All right. And also, your emotions you can control. So it even goes back to number 7. You don't waste energy on things you can't control. Your emotions you can control. So if you control your emotions, you won't be put in the trap of stressing about things you can't control by someone acting to you or reacting to you in some kind of way that you was no fault of your own. You know what I'm saying? And so they're not influencing your emotions that way. Number 9, don't resent on other people's success. Right, you don't want to build this. You don't want to get into a overly jealous or extremely envious type of mode or mindset of thinking where you're resenting other people's success. And, you know, you may not, you know, you have people out there that they do this, but they may not outwardly do it by saying something about that person's success. What they'll do is they'll try all kind of little sneaky ways to kind of throw dirt on that person's name, or try to make that person tarnish their success, to make them look less than favorable in others' eyes, in order to say they got one up on that person. So you have to beware, you know, of people like that. But don't resent on other people's success, because for one, you're gonna look petty, small, jealous, and envious, and those are not traits that you want to associate with yourself or be associated with you. You know, those are never in style. Being petty, jealous, and envious is never in style. It's never cool. Also, if you ever run into people like that, you probably want to stay away from them. Those are not the types you want to keep any kind of relationship or friendship with. And if you're doing all of the things that I've already said in these 12 ways, you should never end up with number 9. because you will be so focused on your own success and keeping your own self in check that there's no way that you can. This is why this is about the self, and that's why you check yourself and deal with yourself. And people say, this is being, this, all of this stuff right here is related to being selfish, is because if it's about yourself, then you're selfish. The problem, what people misunderstand with selfish, they try to put it at the same way as greedy. Selfish and greedy is not the same thing. Or someone who is someone who is too much into their self, where or over perceive their self importance. No, being selfish is being concerned with yourself and being concerned with having the best for yourself. And that doesn't mean you have to do damage or harm to others in order to make that happen. So you have to watch the words and what you say, and know where you're coming from with it. So don't resent on other people's success, because it doesn't look good on you. All right. And also, you got to remember what you think, how you think, and what you think will come out, and people will eventually see it. So if you're resenting on somebody else's success, others will see it. It's not like they won't see it. And then they'll have a bad perception of you, and you may not care about how people perceive you. And as I said, you really shouldn't care about how people perceive you still, but that's only, you shouldn't care how people perceive you when you're just being yourself. Let me put it that way. When you're just being yourself and you're not being a fake or pretend or, you know, anything like that, then you shouldn't care how people perceive you, you know. So let's go ahead. Don't shy away from responsibilities. Number 10. So don't shy away from responsibilities. So that's basically, you know, if you, whatever your responsibilities are, then, you know, you must face them. And I think I brought this up. I already said it. So it's, I hope it's not sounding redundant. But the thing is, they all layer over into the same thing. You're saying different things, but they're not all the same thing. But they lay overlap into each other. So you don't shy away from responsibilities. So that means you take the initiative, you stand up to the responsibilities, whatever comes your way, you face it head on, and you deal with it. You know, you don't run away from it, and you deal with it, you know, come what may. Because listen, not everything is going to be easy or pleasant to deal with in life. Some things in life are not going to be very pleasant for you to deal with in life, but you're going to have to deal with them. And responsibilities can kind of be like that in a sense as well, can be perceived that way. But you can't shy away from them. And then, you know, that's part of being an adult, being a grown-up, is dealing with your responsibilities. Don't give up at number 11. Don't give up after the first failure. So don't give up after the first thing. Now, a lot of people who deal with, who are into business, or even I could put it in the terms of someone who maybe is a model, an actress, an actor, musician, people who go out to audition for things or whatever. You think they know. Those people, they have a lot of confidence, but even some of them are even a bit insecure. But they have a lot of confidence anyway, because they know that in order for them to be in those fields where they're in, modeling, acting, music, and such, they know that they're not going to always get the gig the first time up. So they know they have to go out and keep trying. So they can't give up, you know. And they have to have, and no matter what, to really succeed in those fields, you have to have that belief that you're going to make it, however you're going to make it. But you can't give up after the first failure. Many people, if they go down the list, all the people that are now tremendous successes out there in the world, big time entrepreneurs and big time success stories, all the success stories that you hear out there, they will all tell you about how many times they failed before they became a big time success. They all have failure stories. But the only difference with their failure stories is they actually put something of their own on the line. They risked their own in their failure. You know, it wasn't a failure to do or a failure to act. They risked something and then they met their failure, but the failures prepared them so that they could have the answers for success later, for when the next situation or the next opportunity came along, so that they can fully take advantage of it and grasp hold of success. So you don't want to give up after the first failure. Just because it was hard and you took a fail and you failed on this attempt at that such and such business, or you know, you failed on the test or the quiz, or you know, you had a failing relationship with this person or whatever, it doesn't mean you stop. Life doesn't stop because you had a failure. Life still continues. And sometimes what you gotta understand, things happen to you because when these failures or these situations that appear to be negative at the time, what it's really trying to tell you is that it's time for you to move on from that place onto the next one. It's preparing you for the next situation that's coming up the line. Because you're not just going to go through this one time unless you just crawl up in a ball and hide, and don't talk to no one at all. So don't give up after the first failure. Keep pushing. Keep swinging your hammer. Keep swinging in and swinging your axe in. Keep going because it's not over. Number 12, don't fear taking calculated risks. Now, for you, my listeners, you know that I did an episode, a show on this before, the difference between taking a calculated risk and going in blind. And I was suggesting and recommending to y'all to always that a calculated risk is much better than going in blind. And I was actually promoting calculated risk. And that's someone who's a thinker. You thought out all these scenarios and all these situations and everything, and you saw, you know, you prepared yourself so that you could have the answers for certain obstacles or things that you may have encountered. That means you got to be the type of person, you got to think of the potential problems. It's not that you're a negative thinker. You're a thinker that thinks of the potential problems that may occur so that you could have something to say, do, to combat it, to overcome those problems, so that you can keep pushing on and moving forward. Now, the answer at the time may not be the correct one. You may have to adjust it in the heat of the moment of whatever the situation is. You may have to adjust it, but that's the whole thing. But the thing is, at least if you have a basis where you're working from, you'll be able to take it, do something. You'll be able to make something happen. You know, if it's a difference between breaking even or taking a loss, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, you may figure out a way to break even, or you may figure out, well, hey, I'll take this loss, but at least I didn't lose everything. You have something left. Or even if you had to lose everything, but you didn't lose everything, if you have life and you have and you're still breathing, you can still always come back and bounce back and get that success. So don't fear taking calculated risks. But you see, it's telling you right there to be smart and to think through things so that you can build them up to be, instead of it you going in blind and totally not knowing, you have now elevated the situation to become a calculated risk, which gives you a higher percentage and chance of success, of achieving success in the situation. So that is the 12 ways to keep mentally strong. And, we're pretty much done here. You can look up the 12 ways to keep mentally strong on the Block Report Facebook page, facebook.com/TheBlockReport. You can also find me, TafariXL, on Instagram at TafariXL and Twitter at TafariXL. And we're going to get out of here. You know, I got less than a minute to go. Y'all have a great and wonderful Monday morning and the rest of the week. I hope you have prosperous, profitable, and positive Monday and the rest of the week. And be good, y'all. Be healthy, be safe, and we getting out of here. Peace. Oh, before I go, if I have time, make sure to check us out Wednesday at noon on the Block Report. Same time, same station. Wednesday at noon, we should be here. Unless otherwise, I'll send a report out. Peace, y'all.